Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guests are First Lady Teresa Parson and Sherry Childs, who is executive director of the Missouri Governor's Mansion. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today. So we've got a big event coming up here very soon, the 5th annual Parson Family Festival and Trick-or-Treating event. So it's from 1 to 3 o'clock on October 29th at the Mansion, which is at 100 Madison. So Mrs. Parson, tell us a little bit about how the Fall Festival all came about.
Well, you probably have heard the governor say that children are very, very important. We like children more than we do adults, is what he will be quoted. So children have always been important in our lives. And of course, as a mother of two and a grandmother of six, they have been in my life as well. So that was just something we thought would be fun to do for the kids. And it has proven to be something extremely exciting for them. I think they all look forward to coming to the mansion lawn and enjoying all the booths and everything that's going on.
Yeah, so kind of paint a picture for us there as to what the Fall Festival is.
Well, it's a variety of popcorn, kettle corn. We'll have bluegrass music. We'll have booths and face painting, a bounce house, just a whole yard full of amazing things that are children related that they will just have just a wonderful day enjoying the lawn. And we've been extremely lucky in the last few years, and it sounds like we're going to have possibly a good time as far as weather, and we can all get out and enjoy the beautiful sunshine and fall weather and coloring.
Yeah, because it's all set on the front lawn there of the mansion, right?
It is, and we have grown as far as our booths. We have the largest number of booths, vendors, actually, that will be here this year. We'll have 25 different vendors.
Wow.
And so we are extending from the lawn down to the governor's garden. We'll be setting up. And out on the street side, we will have a hayride with a wagon. We're kind of growing, but that's good. That's very good.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's just such a beautiful setting there where the mansion is and the gardens right next to it. Especially during the fall, it just really, it's a beautiful setting to come and enjoy these exhibits.
It is. And Ms. Sherry keeps the lawn, the staff there keeps the lawn beautiful, the flowers and the fall flowering and the trees and everything is just absolutely gorgeous. So we're excited.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the specifics of it. So let's talk about the vendors. What are some of the vendors that will be there?
I'm going to turn that portion over to Ms. Sherry because she has been working for several weeks and receiving calls from vendors that will be coming. So I'm going to let her share with that.
Perfect.
Well, I think the big thing to talk about is we have the K Brothers coming. So we'll have bluegrass music, live bluegrass music on the porch. And then we have 11 of the 13 executive departments for the state of Missouri are coming, and they're offering educational information for the children and a giveaway. That could be candy, coloring books, crayons, just fun stuff for them. We have 25 total, so we've got a ton. We're moving down into the gardens so that we can spread out and have a little more room for the kids to be able to enjoy all of the activities.
Well, what are some of the activities? I know Teresa mentioned the bounce house. What are some other things that will
So we have the bounce house, and then we have Runge Nature Center is coming, and they all bring something different for the kids to do. So there may be a bubble machine. Boys and Girls Club comes, and they bring things for them to be able to make bracelets for their family or for themselves. We have pumpkins. We put colors in there so that they can color the pumpkins at home. We used to do painting pumpkins. It's not great.
Yeah.
No, the paint doesn't dry, so you just have kids with paint all over them. So we changed that. We did markers and crayons with mini, with mini pumpkins, which works out really well.
Yeah.
We also have animals, so we have a bit of a petting zoo. We're not sure. University of Missouri will be bringing animals. Sometimes they bring lambs. Sometimes they bring their mini cows. We have Hal's Hoppers, and they bring velveteen rabbits. The kids absolutely love them.
Yeah. Obviously, the kids will get hands-on. They can pet the rabbits, I'm assuming.
And, absolutely.
And the cow and whatnot. So both of you, you've been involved in this for multiple years. So what are some of the fond memories you have of it? You know, that it just strikes me this is an opportunity where you really get face-to-face with young Missourians and their parents. And so what are some of the fond memories you have of past festivals?
Well, I'll start with not particularly fond memories, but memories we've had. Sometimes we had to adjust.
Yes.
Because through the hard time that our state went through with COVID. We continued on, however, at that time and continued to have the Fall Festival because it was a distance type event anyway. And so we adapted and we made a chute of PVC pipe where we could stand up on the porch and shoot the candy bars down through the pipe and the children would catch them. And so it became so popular with them. We've continued on and we'll be doing that again this year because they just enjoy catching their candy bar as it shoots down through that PVC pipe. So that's kind of ended up being a fond memory, actually, of something that they've been able to enjoy. Kettle corn, face painting is always a big event for the children, I must say. And we're always looking for face painters because we always have a line of the children waiting to have the face painting. And so we're working on trying to build that number of face painters up so we will not have those long lines waiting. So just seeing the eyes of those children and running from place to place across the yard to the different vendors' booths is pretty exciting, actually, just to see. It's just a fun day for everyone.
So, I mean, you mentioned the numbers of children. I mean, how many usually show up?
Well, we've had several thousand. I think one year we tried to count as best we could. We had a little over 3,500. We're not certain the exact count, but, you know, and that is adults. That's their parents with them and everything. But it's a large yard full of individuals and just a fun, fun time. The bounce house was new that we added last year. Yeah. It was so popular. We're doubling it. So we'll have two-sided bounce house this year. And so we can accommodate more people as they come.
Any truth to the rumor that the governor will be in one of the bounce houses and you'll be in the other one?
Well, there's a possibility that we might have a three-year-old granddaughter here with us.
Nice.
And if so, she can talk us into several things. So I will not say that that would not happen.
Fair enough. So at this event, I mean, you're encouraging children to wear their costumes if they wish. What are some other things for those who are coming? You know, if you're having thousands of folks in downtown Jefferson City, sometimes there are some considerations parents need to think about. So what are some suggestions you have for parents who are bringing their children?
Well, parking, of course, is something that they need to plan for. Of course, there are some parking lots available, parking garages. They're pretty close as far as walking proximity to the mansion lawns, but they need to be prepared maybe to take a little bit of a journey across the parking lots. And Sherry, other considerations?
Another thing to think about is that there are public restrooms at the mansion. That's one of the questions that we get from folks, but there is a restroom close thereby in the governor's office building that everyone is welcome to use. We will have the street blocked off there in front of the mansion on Madison Street and then down Capitol Avenue to Jefferson Street and then down towards the Amtrak station. That will be the route for the hayride for them to be able to turn around. Again, also comfy shoes and dress in layers.
Right.
It starts out a little cool in the morning, but then it warms up in the afternoon. So.
So one thing I always think of as a parent, too, so admission is free, right?
Admission is free, correct.
Will there be vendors or obviously there may be some food booths?
One of the things that we have to do just per the health department is that everything is prepackaged.
Okay.
So as they arrive, they will get a grab bag. Okay. And inside of that grab bag, there will already be a few gifts just from the mansion and other vendors that couldn't make it but wanted to donate items to the kids. Inside of that bag, they get a punch card. And at the bottom of the punch card, it will have a list of the certain booths that they'll need to get a hole punch for them to get that particular item. So kettle corn, a s'mores bag, it's a s'mores kit from the governor's mansion. Scholastic books will be there, so they'll need the punch card for that. But we'll explain that to everyone when they arrive, but they will get a bag so that they can visit every vendor and get what it is that they have at the booth.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's go back and talk about again. It's 1 to 3 o'clock on October 29th.
That is correct.
It strikes me that this is the time of year. First of all, I find myself wondering how we're at October already. But at this point, activities at the mansion kind of pick up, right, as the holidays are approaching. So let's give a little bit of a tease here as to what folks, those especially around Jeff City, are going to be seeing through the months of November and December at the mansion.
Yes, we make some quick changes from the Halloween time. right into Thanksgiving and then immediately into Christmas. So there'll be changes. The gardens will be changed out. Flowers will. The 40-foot tree will be coming to the lawn, and it will be arriving on November the 28th. So, you know, we've even had people drive in and sit at a distance and watch that tree being lifted over by crane onto the mansion lawn and set up. And it's actually pretty interesting to watch. If it's cold, I will watch from the second floor window sometimes, but I always love to go out there and try to watch on the grounds as well, because there's a lot of work to something like that taking place. And then from the Friday following Thanksgiving, we have 1 week to change the mansion over, and Miss Sherry and her crew do an amazing job.
What? It's not all these little elves?
No. Well, we consider them little elves during that week. So they work and they're very busy, and they're changing from Thanksgiving and Christmas, and the Christmas lighting is the following Friday night, so they have 1 week. We are happy and very pleased always. The last 5 years, some ladies and gentlemen, but the last 2 years, ladies from Silver Dollar City have volunteered their time, and they will come up and spend about 3 days helping redecorate the mansion for the Christmas theme. We're excited this year. Are we disclosing the Christmas theme?
I think if you'd like to do that today.
I will go ahead today and disclose that our Christmas theme this year is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So everything this Christmas in the house and out on the lawn will be geared toward our children across the state. It'll be a fun time. And you know, I say the children, it just depends. Children are all ages, I think, at Christmas time. So
it does seem that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So I consider this is a Christmas theme for me as well.
Well, and I think it's always interesting. In past years too, you've had the candlelight tours of the mansion, you know, where the docents walk folks through, and you and the governor are there to greet those who want to come visit the mansion.
Yes.
So I assume that's occurring again this year.
That will be occurring again, and that is the first Friday of December. We now have changed it to then on the Monday evening. We no longer do a Saturday viewing. We like the evening, the darkness and everything with the candle lighting. Yeah. It just seemed more appropriate. The crowds have been increasing on the Monday night following that, and some can't make it on Friday, so they do it on the Monday. Friday evening, it is for 3 hours from 6 until 9, and then on Monday evening, it will be 6 to 8. So we invite anyone that can come out for that to view the holiday decorations to please join us.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's just a beautiful event, and it's a great setting, and the hospitality at the mansion is just top-notch.
Yeah.
So. It's a great event. So we're looking forward to it. And I wish you guys best, as it's going to be a very active month and a half here, clearly. But it again, you guys do a great job with these festivals and the events for the holidays.
Well, thank you. We, as soon as the fall festival is finished this year, as soon as Christmas is finished, as a matter of fact, we are in the pre-planning stages for Christmas of 23 already.
Oh,
so we've already chosen our theme. That's how far in advance we begin to work on these events. So,
well, you know, clearly it takes that much.
Takes
that
some
much
time.
Attention and time to get it to happen. So,
well, I have to give all that credit to Miss Sherry. She does an excellent job there. Keeps everything on track and on time.
All right. Great. Well, let's circle back so that we get proper notice for the Parson Family Fall Festival and Trick-or-Treating. It's going to be from 1 to 3 o'clock on October 29th at the Mansion, 100 Madison Street. So
correct.
Come have some fun, listen to some music, eat some kettle corn.
We hope we can see everyone out there. We enjoy having people.
All right. Well, ladies, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.